Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So you sent me a photograph yesterday.
It's an insect that, okay, I have seen this. It's black and red, and it's about, I would say, an inch long.
Inch and a half, maybe. I've seen these things that are huge.
I've seen a couple of them. And the first time I saw it, we were walking in our neighborhood, and it was on the street. And Gary and I both were like, what is that? It's like bright red. And it was so interesting. Well, then I saw another one, like, in our garage. And so Gary saw another one yesterday, and so he took a picture of it, and I sent it to you, and I said, please send this to Amy Aldendorfer because she's the expert with insects.
Yes. She works at the extension office, so she knows bugs. It's her job, among other things.
I needed to know what this was because it is such an odd looking creature.
I've seen them before. I saw them a lot more growing up in Oklahoma, and I always saw them like hanging around a tree. You know, they never were like in my house.
Yeah, it wasn't in our house. It was just kind of walking into our garage and stuff.
Picture an ant that has got the wrong colors on it, and it's huge.
Well, and what I thought the very first time I looked at it, I thought it was like, you know how kids make like different art projects in school, and you can use little pom-poms.
Oh, yeah, and you
stuff.
Glue them on. Yeah.
Yeah, and you glue it. So
this
I thought
does
maybe
kind of look like that.
That was something in the middle of the road. That, but okay, so Amy Aldendorfer says it's a velvet ant, a cow killer, wingless wasp. And it's native.
So those are all the names that it's known by.
And so then I was like, well, will it really kill cows? I mean, why is it called a cow killer? This little thing, like, what? So she says she thinks that the name comes from the painful sting. It eats other insects.
Oh.
So I should be okay with it as long as it's not stinging me. Can it do something about the mosquitoes on my back porch? I mean, will it kill the mosquitoes that, like, fly around?
So what's a bug? Isn't there... Don't possums eat mosquitoes?
I don't know. I don't have possums on my back deck, so.
Can't you go get one from your friend?
I do not want a possum on my back deck.
What if you got one that was a baby and raised it to be tame?
What, am I going to go to Nolan River Wildlife and
That's
say,
what I'm suggesting.
Mary,
you go to Mary Key and say, can I have a baby possum?
Oh, yeah, Dino would love that. Chomp, chomp. Snack time. What's next?
Okay, maybe that's not a good idea. So we're going to get you a bunch of wingless wasp, cow killer, velvet ants.
No,
and release
we're not.
Them on
Trish
your back
already
deck.
Has them in the neighborhood, so they're around. But interesting, though. And I love that we can go to Amy Aldendorfer and say, what is this?
She's been quite helpful this year.
She has.
We could have a regular feature.
We
hey,
should.
What's this bug with Amy?